Hello, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your daily financial services news wrap. First up, an interesting move from ANZ Group. On the 29th of October, ANZ has put a halt to its remaining $800 million share buyback. The purpose? Funding a comprehensive strategic restructuring of the company. They're aiming for pre-tax cost savings to the tune of $800 million this financial year. Some of these cost-cutting measures include job cuts and divesting non-core businesses such as cash rewards. But it's not all about cutting. It's a balancing act. The bank has plans to increase its mortgage and business banker workforce, doubling anticipated savings from their recent acquisition of Suncorp Bank to a $500 million annually. Regardless of this restructuring, they reassure shareholders that dividend payouts will continue as they seek to target a 12% return on tangible equity by 2028. ANZ's initiatives show a company aiming to engineer a future focused on efficiency, growth, and improved reputation. In Reserve Bank news, Australia's financial resilience continues to stand firm amid global uncertainties. As per the October 2025 Financial Stability Review, Australians are effectively managing their mortgage repayments with strong savings buffers in place. Businesses, too, have built financial cushions against potential economic disruptions. External threats such as high global debt and geopolitical risks continue, but local financial systems remain stable, encouraging strategic growth opportunities. This positive outlook should instill some confidence in business owners and financial leaders alike to continue pursuing their strategic initiatives. Moving on to the wider business scene in the nation, the latest NAB survey conducted in September 2025 noted steady business conditions. While there's been a slight dip in employment figures, business confidence and conditions are slogging just above long-run averages. We've seen the fastest quarterly growth in 2 years, fueled by upstirring consumer spending. However, there's warning in the wind with potential economic challenges up ahead. Businesses need to stay vigilant and, as always, keep an eye on that financial ball. Finally, a sobering note from the retail sector. Peter Stevens Motorcycles, a household name in the Australian motorcycle industry since 1970, has entered voluntary administration, with over $65.9 million debt hanging overhead and an uncertain future facing 400 employees, the company is feeling the squeeze. The motorcycle retail landscape, which was once enjoying a $250 million annual turnover, is now seeing a decline in sales and increased competition. This crisis underscores the volatility and potential pitfalls in the retail sector, encouraging businesses to stay agile and tread carefully. And that wraps up our daily financial services news. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, wishing everyone a progressive and prosperous day ahead. For insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management services, be sure to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Till next time.